Illinois has a new director for the Department of Agriculture, Raymond Poe. Up until now, he'd been State Representative Raymond Poe. He'd served as a Republican from Springfield in the Illinois House for about 20 years. It should be pointed out that Governor Bruce Rauner's initial appointment to the agriculture position, Philip Nelson, he'd previously been head of the Illinois Farm Bureau, resigned in late September. So here with Raymond Poe, first of all, congratulations. Now, what are your plans in this new job? It hasn't been vacant for all of that long.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad. And basically, our plan is just to go out and we're going to listen and see where that there needs to be some things done, and we'll try to help out. And we want to keep working to enhance the income of agriculture in Illinois.
Are there any difficulties taking over for a state department now, given that there's no actual budget for the agency?
Well, and you know what? It's all bare bones, and some of them's getting some federal money. And nice thing about ag is they got the employees been out there as long as 30 years, and they pretty well have went through this one time or another. And I think we can have a lot of guidance how to get through this thing until we get the budget passed.
Why did you decide to take this job? You're one of the longest serving members of the Illinois House. It seems like you'd have an opportunity to accomplish a lot there, especially now that there's a Republican governor.
Well, and that's true. But you know what? I've been farming since 1967, still involved. And we've been involved all these years. And my son, of course, runs most of it. But yet I'm still part of it and enjoy that part of it. And so it's just always something that I've wanted to do, probably the last three or four governors. But the problem of it is it took a long time to find a Republican.
Why is it important that a farmer serve as the director of agriculture? That's something that Governor Rauner campaigned on, seemingly a knock at his predecessor, Pat Quinn, for appointing Bob Fleiter, somebody who'd never been in farming. Is this significant? And are there any details about what you, as a farmer, want to accomplish?
Well, no. Outside of just, like I said, I want to be number one cheerleader for ag culture, and I want to be, remind everybody every day that ag culture is the largest industry in Illinois, and 24.5% of the economy revolves around ag, and we want to keep building that up. But we got to try to maintain the farm families in Illinois and make sure we get those things that help everybody survive. And right now it's pretty tough. When 3 years ago it was getting 8.25 for corn, and then now it's about 360, 380 at the most. And it's pretty hard when the input cost is going up and not going down to continue to have the farmers make a decent income. So that's something we got to worry about. And I think we always got to worry about regulations and sort of moving forward so that we can survive.
You'd been in the process of running for re-election. So what happens to that now? There's a deadline coming up pretty quick. Petitions are supposed to be in for the primary by the end of this month.
They're hard at work. There's Sangamon County Republicans has got a process that we go through, and that starts on Monday, and they'll vent anybody that's interested in running. And then the executive committee will meet, and then the full committee call. And then they'll recommend what they consider to be the most qualified. And then there's going to be a big push to get everybody out there to get those petitions filled out there in about a week.
So you think it can get done in a week's time or so?
Oh, yeah. If you got enough people out on the street, and we can get her done.
Is there anybody you're pushing for?
Gray Knoll's sort of my favorite, but he's also got to go through the process, and we'll just see how he comes out.
You'd been seen as someone who was, I guess I'll say, friendly to the union cause, somebody who'd understood what state workers had gone through after having represented them as your constituents in Springfield for so long. For example, you voted against the now-tossed pension bill. The governor wants to make a lot of big changes to how AFSCME works and policies that would weaken union strength. Are you a lost voice for AFSCME members and state workers in the legislature now that you're moving on?
You know what? I've enjoyed and I've had the most concentration of retirees and state workers. So, and I've tried to represent them well. And I think We all know that at the end of the day that you can't continue to spend $1 or 2 billion every year more than you're taking in. So I think Governor Reiner's on the right track of trying to figure out ways that we can pull that back in so that we can make Illinois more competitive, especially on business.
Once again, congratulations. That was Raymond Poe, the new director for the Department of Agriculture. He'll have to get officially confirmed by the state Senate. I'm Amanda Vinicky with Illinois Public Radio.